Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Invitation to Shahbaz Sharif to join the Taghuti Board of Peace. Have the rulers decided to cross every limit of humiliation? And is there no sincere person left among the Pakistan armed forces, political media, scholars, or people of influence who can stop this shameful act? On January 18, 2026, a brief press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Shahbaz Sharif to join the proposed, quote, Board of Peace for Gaza. According to other reports, the Prime Minister of the Hindu state, Modi, has also been extended a similar invitation. This is the same proposed board under Trump's 20-point plan, which aims to place all matters of the sacred land of Gaza under permanent Zionist American occupation and control. In this so-called Board of Peace, Pharaoh Trump will hold veto power, while other prominent crusader and Islam hostile leaders have been carefully selected for its executive board. These include U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff, and Tony Blair, the blood-soaked butcher of Iraq and Afghanistan. Thus, the objectives that the Jewish entity could not achieve on the battlefield, despite the support of America, Europe, and Islam-hostile Muslim rulers, are now being secured through Pharaoh Trump's diplomatic and political pressure and the betrayal of Muslim rulers. Indeed, efforts to please America bring nothing but loss in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And the Jews and Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow their religion. Surah Al-Baqarah 120. This is the result of Pakistan's servile foreign policy based on appeasing Trump. The Prime Minister of Pakistan has effectively been reduced to the status of an employee of the American Viceroy Trump. Meanwhile, Pakistan's brave armed forces are once again being prepared to be sent as mercenary force under the command of the American General Jasper Jeffers to disarm Hamas and establish American rule in Gaza. O Pakistan armed forces, O scholars of Pakistan, O leading figures of Pakistan's political media, participation in Trump's Board of Peace means permanently entrenching Zionist and Crusader occupation over the sacred land of Palestine under the patronage of Crusader leaders and playing with the blood of its Muslims. Trump's so-called Board of Peace is in reality a board of war and occupation. Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, who was part of this board, stated in an interview at Harvard University on February 15, 2024, that the idea of a Palestinian state is an extremely bad idea, which, according to him, would amount to, quote, rewarding an act of terrorism. As for Tony Blair, one of the key architects of the war against Islam, he said on September 29, 2025, quote, President Trump has presented a bold and intelligent plan, which will ensure, quote, Israel's complete and lasting security. Regarding the commander of Trump's International Stabilization Force, ISF, Major General Jasper Jeffers, he has previously served during his long and brutal career in Operation Iraqi Freedom, Iraq Operation Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan, and Operation Result Support, Afghanistan. Any Muslim troops sent to Gaza, whether from Pakistan or Indonesia, will be under the command of this very general. This is the reality of participation in this colonial project, which our rulers are presenting as a diplomatic victory for Pakistan. If only there were an animal sold in the marketplace called shame, which could be bought and presented to these rulers. O Pakistan armed forces, O scholars of Pakistan, O leading figures of Pakistan's political media, for more than 2 years, Pakistan's rulers and military commanders have betrayed the blessed land of Palestine by refusing to send troops to fight the Jewish entity and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. Now they are preparing to send Muslim forces under the military command of Trump's general and under the political supervision of a board whose purpose is to grant the Jewish entity what it could not achieve on its own. Therefore, raise your voices against this new chapter of betrayal against the land of Isra and Mi'raj and seize these rulers by the neck and remove them from power. For this is betrayal of Allah, His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers, and a salaw of our first Qibla, the blessed land, the sacred land of Palestine. O Pakistan Armed Forces, the Sharia obligation upon Muslim armies to liberate Palestine has existed since 1948 and it has not ended. Nearly eight decades have passed, during which continuous chapters of betrayal have been written, including betrayal of Gaza. Do not set foot on the blessed land of Palestine under the command of any American crusader general. You must ensure that you advance towards the blessed land under the leadership of a rightly guided Khalifa, Caliph, through whom Muslims are protected and behind whom Muslims fight. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama al-imamu junnatun yuqatil min wara'ihi wa yuttaqa bih." Indeed, the Imam Khalifa is a shield. Fighting is done behind him and protection is sought through him. Give your nusra to Hizb al-Tahrir for the reestablishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, upon the method of prophethood. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.